quietly and looked in. In the stillness and subdued light of a small room, a kindly-looking old man, rosy-cheeked and wrinkled to his fingertips, was fast asleep in a deep armchair, his mouth open, his hands resting on his knees. At his feet, a little girl, dressed in blue, a little hood and a long cape, the uniform of the orphanage, was reading the life of St. Irenaeus out of a book bigger than herself. This tale of miracles had performed a miracle upon the whole house. All slept. The old man in his armchair, the flies on the ceiling, the canaries in their cage over there on the windowsill. The big clock snored. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Nothing remained awake in all the room except a broad ray of sunlight which shone between the closed shutters, a straight white beam full of living sparks and microscopic waltzes. Amidst this general slumber, the child gravely went on with her reading. Straightway two lions fell upon him and devoured him. It was at this point that I entered. The results were dramatic. If the lions of St. Irenaeus themselves had leapt into the room, they could not have caused more astonishment. The little girl shrieked, the big book dropped, the canaries and flies awoke, the clock struck, the old man jumped up, shaking with fright, and I myself, a little uneasy,